6000. Hello and welcome to Radio Clash. This is 156 and it's the Odds and Sods Show Part 5. Please hold.
Distance dedication. And this one is about kids and pets. A situation we can all understand. Whether we have kids or pets or neither. It's from a man in Cincinnati, Ohio. Here's what he writes. Dear Casey, this may seem to be a strange dedication request, but I'm quite sincere, and it'll mean a lot if you're playing. Recently, there was a death in our family. He was a little dog named Snuggles, But he was most certainly a part of the company. Start again. Coming out of the record. Play the record, okay? Please.
You can't get on the frequency that I'm on, you dumb son of a bitch. That's the letter U and the number two. The four-man band, it was Adam Blake on bass, Larry Ball on drums, Dave Evans, nicknamed the Edge on. This is bullshit, nobody cares. This guy's not from the Duke and who gives a shit? Just a lot of words and names that don't need to give a shit.
For sure, you guys don't know where it's at. Shit about it.
This is bullshit. This is bullshit.
Sounds like it's portable too.
Who gives a shit? Who gives a shit?
Yeah, it is close. Diddly shit.
Nobody cares.
They can keep this drummed up all the time, yeah. You ever found anybody, anywhere, anytime? You never have given out a correct address, right on description, or a call, nothing. You got some fucking bullshit info. Ha! You haven't done shit with a
it's time to get your phone.
You didn't find me the first time. When was the first time, huh? When was the first time? Shit out of you. Why don't you go over there and knock on his fucking door, man? Think you know where he's at and all this shit.
See you when you come out of those up-tempo goddamn numbers, man. Is it possible to make those transitions? Then you gotta go into somebody's dying. God damn it, if we can't come
out of the low record. You don't understand it. Why we're doing these instrumentals? Cause we gotta. You don't understand it.
This is also nothing new.
You don't understand it.
This is also nothing new.
You don't understand it.
In the 50s, they considered it vulgar and despicable to have songs like Teach Me Tonight, Let's Do It by Cole Porter, All of You by Cole Porter. These were considered euphemisms for something dirty.
Who gives a shit?
Some vulgar, dirty ass.
Delicious.
Kingston Trio sang a song that used the word damn. It was banned on the radio.
God damn it.
In the 60s, it was a song called Louie Louie.
God damn it.
It was played upside, backwards.
God damn it.
Every way they could play it, looking for the dirty message.
God damn it.
Never found the dirty message. The FCC was brought in. In the 70s, people went through the same period looking for the dirtiness of the song. I really don't think the panic message is there.
You better be prepared to meet your maker. I'm after your ass, boy.
Sounds like one of those gay bay boys.
Definitely meet me at Moline and the monument. I wanna personally meet you. You'll see me. I'll be wearing a red and white baseball cap. Says ABC Auto Parts on it. Can't miss my son.
Oh, it sounds like a real fancy dress and I don't have. Okay.
Gonna whoop your fucking ass.
Okay. I want a goddamn concert at heaven. Come on, I'm a record. It is a fucking unbelievable record. Every time I do a goddamn death dedication, it's the last goddamn time. I want something in your fucking brain. Don't ever come out of a goddamn record. That it's all that it feels so simple. And I gotta talk about a fucking dog. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. There's so much shit.
You grew up with
Music Radio 13804.
Oh, fuck you, Liz.
Fuck you too, Richard.
Oh, fuck you, Liz.
Fuck you too, Richard.
Yeah, I'd love to, wouldn't you?
Oh, I'm such a nice kid, though.
Hello and welcome to Radio Clash. This is 156. It's the Odds and Sods show, number 5, and this is otherwise known as Please Hold. You just heard an amazing, amazing a cappella version of, I still haven't found what I'm looking for, the Negative Land version, and that's why my band call 180Gs. And apparently, I don't think it is Negative Land, although you can only get that via C-Land on CD, and apparently it's shipped with the new, what I just found out to be the new Negative Land DVD, which I just ordered. Just while that song was playing, I went, ooh, I'm ordering that. Because, hey, the dollar being so cheap, and also, hey, the idea of having loads of Negative Land videos plus a cappella versions of Negative Land tunes sounds good to me. Anyway, this is not supposed to be a promo for Negative Land, although we love them around here. And at the start, someone very related to Negative Land as well was People Like Us, with her track Please Hold, which was done for a media festival somewhere in the north of England. I actually forget where. I should have checked. And apparently those are being Bluetoothed automatically in the town centre to people's phones. Or not so automatically, but sort of, you know, if you allow them to. And it's actually put them on the website, and they're all kind of like telephone related songs. And even you've got things like Mr. Telephone Man and things like that in there, and Wichita Line Man and all loads of. I have a thing about songs about telephones. It's my own fetish. So I hope you're all well. This is one of the Odds and Sods shows, which means it'll get less downloads than the other shows. But hey, that's just I'm not bitter about that at all. and it's supposed to be loads of a mixture of various eclectic mix of various tunes and other stuff. What have I been up to? Well, I survived Easter. Easter went pretty well. It's now actually a rainy Friday, but I've been working up in Hendon doing video for the police. Now, no, it's not actually going around and filming criminals. Is actually just doing editing for their training stuff. So it's not strictly for the police, it's for one of the companies that were one of the kind of Well, I think I can never work out if they actually own the company or what. Anyway, it's kind of like a governmental organisation. And that's been pretty good because it's only 20 minutes to the college on by bus. But the problem is that you go in. I found this years and years ago when I went to work for Mount Brown for a couple of days for the pigs, yeah, for the police, for doing data entry for about, I survived about 2 days doing that in Guildford. And this wasn't as bad as that, going to a canteen that's got everyone who's just has got a black and white uniform on, and you just immediately feel guilty. You immediately feel like you're a criminal. This isn't as bad as that because there's lots of staff there, but certainly sitting next to someone who's actually packing, who's actually got a holster, who's actually armed police and actually does have a pistol and holster, makes you a little bit nervous. So, but yeah, I'm sort of be getting back there sometime soon, but I'm now off doing other things. But I'm doing loads of video, which is great. I love working with Premiere Pro and After Effects. I'm going to do some more video next week as well, somewhere else, some After Effects work. And I'm loving that. I hate the coding. Coding makes me ill, so it does, literally. And I just don't like coding. I'm not a coder. I'm not a programmer. I'm a designer. And a video editor and a multimedia person. I don't do. I can do it. I'm not bad. I'm not a bad coder. I'm actually quite a good coder, but I just hate it. Yes, back to the show. Back to music. People don't hear about my life at all. And yes, so we've got a mixture show, some mashups, some covers, various things. And I'm going to start with a track, which is an old track. And this is by DJ Lumpy. And I've been meaning to play it for years and years and years and years and years. And it's a mixture of Public Enemy and D-Light and all kinds of goodness. It's called Primate Enemy Number 1. I think it came out in 2003 or 2004. Or might be 2005. No, but it's several years old now. But it's very good.
What is love?
How do you say? Delicious? Lovely? Delectable? Divine? How do you say? Gorgeous?
Well, I'm all in. Put it up on the board. Another rapper shot down from the mouth that roared. 1, 2, 3, down for the count. The result of my lyrics, oh yes, no doubt. Cold rock rap, 49 or supreme is what I choose and I use. I never lose to a team, cause I can go solo like a Tyson Bolo. Make the fly girls wanna have my photo. Run in a room, hang it on the wall in remembrance that I rock them all. Suckers, ducks, so hum MCs who can't rock the kids, so go cut the cheese. Take this application to rhymes like these. My rap train hot 110 degrees. So don't stop facing, I'll stop placing. Bet on that you'll be disgracing you and your mind from a beating from my rhymes. A time for a crime that I can't find. I show you my gun, my Uzi weighs a ton because I'm Public Enemy Number 1. One.
How do you say? Gorgeous. Deal with it, deal groovy, define.
You got no rap, but you want two battles. Like having a boat, but you got no paddle. Cause I never pause, I say it because I don't break in stores, but I break all laws. Written while sitting all bitten, not bitten. Giving me the juice that you're not getting. I'm not a law bayer, so you can tell your mayor. I'm a non-stop rhythm rock poetry sayer. I'm the rhyme player, the ozone layer. A battle what? Here's a Bible, start your prayer. This word to the wise is justified. If they ask you what happened to submit, you lied. You just got caught for going out of order, and now you're serving football teams their water. You messed with the master, word to chump, and I wax cold tax, made sure you got dumb. You just got this, all but dismissed. Sucker duck MCs, you get me pissed. It's no fun being on the run because they got me Public Enemy Number 1. One. Don't you know, I got a posse of a force to back me up. Watch out, we got metal to match. Ambush attack on my back, double team, you get cream, so we have it so you won't catch. Wanna hear it again? We got a force, enemy down, the L.I. circuit sound. Ain't it Chucky D, myself, and KG, flavor, DJ Melody. Oh yes, I presume it's the tunes to make us croon, to make all the ladies swoon. But it's also the words from my direction, a gold voice section. Kicking like Bruce Lee's Chinese connection, on stereo. Never ever mind, no, all wax, yes, I'm talking about final. They said stop freeze, I got frozen, because I'm Public Enemy Number 1. 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1,
samaname mulinde ndalama ndalama zanyu zochita kuonza anawo simba anawo simba siyani matama siyani matama musamaname mulinde ndalama ndalama zanyu zochita kuomba lilo lilo koma kalero yakuenda usiku wapanda manta azatu Samaname, mulinde ndalama, ndalama zanyu, zochita kuomba, anawo simba, anawo simba, siyani matama, siyani matama. Musamaname, mulinde ndalama, ndalama zanyu, zochita kuomba, anawo simba, anawo simba, siyani matama, siyani matama. Musamaname, mulinde ndalama, ndalama zanyu, zochita kuomba, anawo simba, anawo simba.
Siani matama, siani matama. Musa maname, mulinde ndalama, ndalama zanu, zochita kuomba. Koma ine esa
umamwaya, ndikudziwa mukhoza
That was Tengazako by Iso. I'm going to get this wrong. Moem Moya. Dear. Anyway, and that's an African version of Paper Planes. Of course, it's a cover. I assume it's a cover, although I've got a sneaky feeling it's actually not a faithful cover. And it's, of course, an African cover. And I would love to tell you more about that, except my internet has just gone totally splat, as you do, and it's very annoying. I can't actually get out to the rest of the world. The rest of the world has disappeared. It's very annoying. And then before that was Week in Wars by MGMT, or Management, or however they want to pronounce it this week. Then before that, a bit of Podsafe music. That was The Cribs with Wrong Way to Be. I love that song. It's very low. It's kind of very low tech. It's not, it's kind of one of these things where it sounds quite rough, but it actually has got a really, really good song, and it sounds like it's a message to all those certain people in the music industry. I'm saddened to hear that actually Johnny Marr is joining them. And although certain people will probably now be pelting me with bread rolls for her daring to defame the guitarist from the Smiths, I do worry that with a new band he's gonna really, really probably put too much of his own sort of ego and presence into it, and he'll probably ruin them, because actually they're very good. They've done three three albums, and they're all pretty good. He says turning it down. And then before that was DJ Lumpy with Primate Enemy Number 1, which is, where's that from? Does it have a time? No, it's apparently it's from 1900. Yes. I think it's 2004, I think. Or it might be 2005. I'm very bad with dates. So, as I said, I survived the Easter, and it all went pretty well. I think a lot of people were seeing family. London was pretty empty. It was quite spookily empty, especially the V&A was almost deserted. They didn't seem to put anything on the late Friday, because it was Easter Friday, and though it was open late, they just it was just, spookily empty, and the rest seemed to be the rest of London, really. So it was quite nice to get out. And and the other thing is, I went for a really good meal on Thursday with some friends, with Paige, who I used to work with, and some friends of hers, people who I work working with at the moment, and people used to work there, and that was really good. Lots of alcohol. We ended up at a Moroccan restaurant in Islington, and talking about all kinds of things. But I had a really, really sort of intense conversation about politics, which I really enjoyed, because the other guy Sean was really into his politics as well. So it's a bit like me and John, when we just had it like bang 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 bang, and everyone's sort of running for cover, and that was good. I do enjoy stuff like that. It's amazing how religion and politics should not be talked about in most of those kind of things. Before I lose my voice, I'm going to put on some more music. And this is a if you are playing this, if you're one of these very silly people who play my podcast in public, which you shouldn't do, the explicit tag is there for a very good reason. So if you're not listening to it on headphones, I recommend you duck for cover very shortly, because this next song is very rude. This is At Barbie's Back by Golden Bug.
Yeah, made some cheesy, but always remember.
Who's there for you when cold and alone? Teenagers, the teenagers, playing the songs and dancing alone. Feeling better, feeling better.
So your hero comes along with a song to turn you on, and you move your bed aside, making room for you and I, looking like you never cried. And if you need a band, cause you wanna dance, or missing a friend, cause you don't have any, well, we don't care. Just buy our t-shirts and talk about us everywhere if you wanna
dance. John, when you're all alone, don't you ever cry, don't you wonder why?
Tell the truth, John, when you're all alone,
don't you know it's true? Around the neck.
chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Make you wanna holler, holly-ho. Burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Grape wine in a mason jar, homemade and brought to school by a friend of mine after class. Me and him and this other fool decide that we'll drink up what's left. Chug-a-lug, so help thyself. First time for everything, my ears still ring. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Make you wanna holler, holly-ho. Burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. 4-H and a FFA. On a field trip to the farm, me and a friend sneak off behind this big old barn where we uncovered a covered up moonshine still. And we thought we'd drink our fill, and I swallowed it with a smile. I run 10 miles, chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Make you wanna holler, holly-ho. Burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Jukebox and sawdust floor, something like I ain't never seen. Heck, I'm just going on 15. But with the help of my finagling uncle, I get snuck in for my first taste of sin. I said, let me have a big old sip, right on a double backflip. Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Make you wanna holler, holly-ho. Burns your tummy, don't you know? Chug-a-lug, chug-a-lug. Take a few days.
Get four.
Show. Ow! Going to life, in the great show.
yo.
Did I come and me wanna go?
I said that, me said that, yo.
The Caribbean disco show.
Ow! Don't deny that the drinks are love.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally di banana. Come Mr. Tallyman, tally di banana. Come Mr. Tallyman, tally di banana.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally di banana.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally di banana.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally di banana.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally di banana.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally di banana.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally di banana.
Excellent. That is, of course, the Caribbean Disco Show song. And that is Bands on the Banan, as you do. A German, strange German, I think metal, German metal, cover of I would hesitate to use the word classic for that song, but certainly it's, yes, and that goes out to Lumpy, of course, as does the Roger Miller, which was Chug-a-Lug, and I know he'd, that was a, I was kind of, when I was putting those in and dropping them in with drum and bass, I was thinking, oh good, there's no one person is going to love this, or one or two, the Wob Crew would love those, then, I probably won't make it down for his gig at Goat Lab, which is, I think, April the 18th, so go down and show him love from me, if I can't make it. Then before the that was Murder Style 2004 by Busy Bee and Equinox. That's from the Planet Mew 200 release, which is like a double CD, sort of as they do every once in a while. Planet Mew, run by, of course, the guy from Music, and I forget his name, Mike Paradinas, that's it. They release every once in a while just a really good compilation, so I saw that and thought, ooh, I like that. And so I had to get that, so I played a couple of selections from that. Then, of course, the aforementioned Roger Miller, took a look. I bought that on vinyl, I got it on 7-inch. I went on a little Oxfam hunt. Well, I bought some new vinyl, which I played earlier in the show, earlier in that little mix. And also, I bought some Oxfam vinyl, and one of them was that, and it was brilliant. And the B-side Reincarnation is brilliant as well. And I like Roger Miller a lot. Because Lumpy sent me the song, was it? I think that was Roger Miller, wasn't it? Don't roller skate in Buffalo Herd. So yes, that's. I don't know if Lumpy knows that one. It's really good. Chuck a look. And then before that was The Eyes Have It by Spore. I'm loving my dirty, dirty, evil drum and bass at the moment, especially Spore, who's been going for ages and I managed to miss totally. Then before that was Agro One with Emery One Thing versus Gorillaz and versus Spore, Cyberpunk. And that's, yes, that apparently, I then said, of course, to Agro One, I said on Gaibo, get your bootleg on board. I said, oh, you must use Spore. Someone must tell Agro One about Spore. And of course, he's done a bootleg with them. I just missed that one. And I like that a lot. Sort of a duel between that and the Murderbot version, because Murderbot did a really good One Thing, which Pete Juxtaposa introduced me to. Then before that, those were a couple of those from vinyls. Those are vinyls I bought. First one was Something Good, 2008 High Contrast Promo Mix. That's one, a one-sided promo and on Data, and I don't know if you've heard it elsewhere. I think you might be able to find it on the Soul Seeks, but I shelled out for that and it's well worth it, although I was a bit cheated when I tried. I did do the proverbial thing of trying to put the stylus onto the non-grooved side and then wondered why it slipped off. I should have played it at the wrong speed as well. Then before that was Axwell, I Found You, High Contrast, Berlin After Dark mix. If you've frequented the Parkade in Second Life, where I DJ Wednesdays 2 to 4 SL, plug, you will have heard me play the old school version and probably the original as well, which I've played on the show, the Axwell I Found You remode. And the old school Revenge is brilliant because it starts on the slow one. You think, oh, it's the normal one, and it just suddenly speeds up. But that one's nice and dark as well. And that's the B-side. And again, I've got that on the vinyls. Then before that was Lexicon Musique. That's from the Planet Mew release. Then before that, way back, it's Horoscope, Dalek, I Love You, and that's from what's 1982 or 83 and maybe 81. Of course, it isn't tagged. It doesn't say what year it is, but that's from, I think it's Compass. I think is this. This is actually from New Wave Complex Part 15, which it doesn't sound like an official compilation, but I think that's from Compass, or it might be from the album they did before Compass. No, Compass was the first album. It's not the Dalek Eye one, and I love that. Any similarity to dubstep are purely accidental, because before there was Benger with Lightbulb. That's from his Diary of an Afro Warrior CD. Again, I've got that. I've gone on a bit of a kind of a CD vinyl buying binge. I should be very careful because I spend far too much money on records as is. Then before that was The Teenagers with Feeling Better. That's from their brilliant album. And I forget the name of their album. I should know it. Which is very rude. That actually, unlike the tracks before, it was actually one of the non-rude songs. Some of the rude songs are incredibly rude and a bit kind of overly so. Teenagers are, of course, a Parisian band, and they know a lot of the Ed Banglot and have remixed people like Simeon Mobile Disco as well, and they sort of all seem to be the almost like the house rock stroke. Well, they're kind of like rock band, but they also seem to be a bit like Soulwax, or a rock band that seem to be a dance group as well. So, or Hot Chip, except Hot Chip seem to be going from soul to dance to doing more and more guitar on the latest album. So, who knows? And then before that was Face Blast by Duran Duran Duran. No, not Duran Duran. Duran Duran Duran. It's three times. Otherwise known as, I think that's Jason Forrest. I might be wrong. No, I'm wrong. No, that's DJ Donna Summer. I can't remember who Duran is. But anyway, there's a lot. It's kind of like a sort of evil B-more Gabba hybrid. And then before that was Barbie's Back by Golden Bug, which was incredibly rude. A bit like the Face Blast. And we like that. We like that for the people up top. So, now I can breathe. Sorry. I just sort of rattled through that lot because I'm sort of running over terribly on the tracks I want to play. And I wanted to keep this under an hour, and of course I totally failed as usual. And one of the surprises of the tracks I've heard recently that I really, really love is I really, really hated the Test Icicles. I really, 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 I mean, I just can't express how much I hated them because their music was crap. So I'm very surprised to have heard Dev Hines, who was one of the members of, I think there's only two of them in the Test Icicles, actually go off and produce something which actually has a tune to it, which I'm in shock about, and I like. So this is Galaxy Lost by Lightspeed Champion. That's his under his new guys. And this is one of the South by Southwest MP3s of. And they got via Stereo Gum, but I suspect if they did like last year, there's probably a massive, massive, massive torrent with all of these MP3s of everyone playing, which was that I spent, I think a year ago or maybe 2 years ago, I spent ages mining through, and it took me literally months before I could actually, throw away the stuff I didn't want and keep the stuff I did. But there were some interesting gems. And likewise, this is one, so this is Galaxy of the Lost.
I feel better now, I've seen you, but deep inside my bones feel like timber, and I am shaken from the tension, and I will shudder at the mention.
Down, demand that he leaves all your nights, breathing people alone. I just wanna wake up or sleep and go home. I'm scared of the time, I sweat the form. The Fleetwood Mac polyphonic softens a blow. Times like these, I know that I am the happiest person, the luckiest man. But since the day I wrote this song, I'll just pack up my feet and drag wearily on. Going to stop soon cause I'm tired, tired and full, full of sorrow, tired of the thought that if I sleep, it only brings a new tomorrow. I'm going to stop soon cause I'm tired, tired and full, full of sorrow, tired of the thought that when I sleep, it's going to bring a new tomorrow.
Promise not to stare too long. was not the miracle. There was a time, a storm that blew so pure. Thought this could be the biggest sky, and I could have the faintest idea. This is not America, no, this is not sha-la-la-la-la. Snowman melting from the inside, Falcon spirals to the ground.
The biggest sky,
so bloody red, tomorrow's clouds. The little piece of you, the little piece of me.
By Jeremiah McNamara.
Daisy, Daisy, give me your answer true. I'm half crazy over the love of you. It won't be a stylish marriage. I can't afford.
Thank you.
night as I lie in a semi-conscious state. I dream of people fighting me without any reason I can see. In the morning I awake, my arms, my legs, my body aches. The sky outside is wet and gray, so begins another.
Coming back. promise I will be forever yours. Promise not to say another word. Never mind what's done is done. Always was a lucky one.
Song. That's Foo Fighters with Still, and that goes out to Scott and Eric Clapton, because I know he was raving about Foo Fighters, the acoustic set, and that's from In Your Honor, the first track of the second CD, and Eric Clapton, because actually for years and years I love the thing that started and ended 24 Hours. I don't think I've played that before, though I might have, but it's I was listening to it on the train down to my dad's, and it does seem to fit really well, especially with the sort of the sunlight playing on the houses and the sort of the trees and water as we're sort of going down through leafy Surrey, which is actually now snowing and incredibly cold. And then before that was Grey Day by Madness. You probably thought Madness just do Nutty Boy silliness, but actually they did some quite serious tracks. That one and Tomorrow's Dream. And Embarrassment, and quite a few tracks which actually are much more thoughtful than you expect. I mean, Embarrassment is about interracial marriage and children, and Tomorrow's Dream is about homelessness. Or is that Victoria's Garden? I think it's both of them, actually, Victoria Gardens. Some quite sort of heavy stuff there, around 1981, that was from. Then before that was John Mouse from 2007, My Whole World is Coming Apart. I've had it recommended by the lovely Baz, friend of Cartel Communique and Cartel Mike. Last Uprising, I had to actually check out Panda Bear, and he's a friend of Panda Bear and Ariel Pink and that sort of Animal Collective lot. So I don't know much more apart from that. Then before that, the ghost of Wendy Walter Carlos was in that sort of little section, because that was Air by Delia Derbyshire, who I'm not sure if she did that before. I have my suspicions she did that before the Moog version done by, or Moog, however you pronounce it, done by Walter Carlos or Wendy Carlos. And I'm not too sure, actually. I think that might predate it, so it's Air on a G-string, obviously. Then before that, Sebastian Tellier, or is it Talia? Yes, with Dixie. That's from his Universe album. And the amazing thing about Sebastian Talia is he's actually doing Eurovision Song Contest this year. He's the French entry, produced by Guy de, what's it? I forget his name. The other one from Daft Punk. Guy from Daft Punk, I can't remember his name. Not Thomas Bangalter, the other one. I call him Guy de Homme, but actually I think he's, I can't remember his name is different. And then before that, a little bit of strangeness from WFMU. That's Father Jeremiah McNamara, Bicycle Made for Two, or Bicycle Built for Two. I think it's the Bicycle Made for Two. This is Built for Two here. Anyway, of course, everyone knows that as the Daisy Daisy song that Hal does in 2001. And of course, that leads me sadly into saying that sadly Arthur C. Clarke passed away. So that was quite a sort of sad thing, because I, a bit like Vonnegut, I really, really liked his work. I was never so much a sort of Asimov person, but I really, really loved Arthur C. Clarke. Really, really good work, and especially 2001 and 2010. And I don't know if I read the third one, I'm not totally sure, but yes, that was quite sad news. And then before that, This Is Not America. And that's a cover by, was it Microcillion featuring Eugenie Alcazar, apparently. It says here. I'll try and read it from the bigger. Microcillion, yes. And I love that, sort of like a sort of a samba version of, samba sort of Latin version of This Is Not America. And that goes out to Jeb, and it goes out to Captain Midnight, who very much doubt listens to this, but apparently, according to Wikipedia, Captain Midnight was the guy who hacked the HBO showing of the film that's from. So, which is the Falcon? Is it the Falcon? And what was it from? The Falcon and the Snowman. So that's David Bowie and Pat Metheny originally. And yes, so it's class actually hacking a satellite. That's class. I like that a lot. And also, I don't know, I don't know if I want to go into serious stuff, but yes, I'd say it's 5 years, 5 years of war, and apparently it's just reached 4,000 US troops dead. So yeah, that sort of goes out to that as well. On a more serious note, that's the kind of stuff we were talking about on Thursday, heavy-duty Politico stuff, but it's just disgusting, and it still pisses me off that I was on the million, or was it 2 million march in London in, was that 2003 or 2002, and the war is still going. So, grr. Then before that was Week Off by Malcolm Middleton, and that is from his excellent Sleight of Heart CD. And I'm going to keep playing. Well, I'm just going to keep talking about Malcolm Middleton until you buy it, until you get it, because it's really good, and he deserves a lot more respect and a lot more attention than he gets. And it's funny that before him, you might notice a little similarity between Lightspeed Champion and his sort of stuff. And he's been doing it for 8 albums worth now, and also Arab Strap before that. And yes, does not get the same kind of level of commercial and enemy play and stuff like that you should do. You should get a lot of love, I think. So this is the end of Radio Clash. You can find out more about Radio Clash by going to mutantpop.net/radioclash, and you can email me at radioclash@mutantpop.net. So I hope you had a nice Easter, and the family stuff didn't piss you off too much. And well, no, it didn't in my case. It was actually very good to see my dad, and John came with me, and it was had a good times had by all. I went out for a meal and had a Jeroboam of wine, which I've never had a Jeroboam. John's never bought a Jeroboam. It's like a double bottle of wine, which is like, yeah, you can just say I've just had a bottle of wine. It's actually two bottles in one. It's quite a good ploy, really. Yes, so I think there'll be more Beatles shows next, but I'm going to play out with another mashup. This is someone I don't know anything about. I have a high suspicion it's an alias, because it's Phil the Retrospector. Brilliant name. But it might not be, but I have my suspicions. He's sort of sounds more like an alias, but then he's got a blog, and or she has got a blog, and has been going for a while, so who knows. I better not claim people are aliases, because they'll have a go at me, and have a go at me for claiming that they are someone else, who knows. But this is Philip Glass versus Elton John, of all things. I love the Philip Glass. I actually do like strangely, I have this a cappella, and I do actually like Elton John's Your Song. Not the original, I hasten to add. I don't like Daniel. I was actually listening to something called The Story of Pop, which has been going out on BBC Radio 6, which I've been recording a lot of them, if not all of them. And it's Alan Friedman, yes, and he's doing the whole Story of Pop, and they got onto the singer songwriters, and of course Elton John came on after Simon and Garfunkel and sung Daniel, and it was like wince. But as you probably guessed from the last show, I'm not anti Elton John. It's just that yes, a lot of the time I prefer the a cappellas to the actual originals. So it's a bit like the Beach Boys, really. The songs are a bit slushy for me. But anyway, this is Elton's Glasses. Very appropriate since the last show and the last cover with all those pictures of hard red Dwight. And I'll speak to you soon.
Is my song, and this one's for you. And you can tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind. I hope you don't mind that I put down the words. How wonderful life is while you're in the world. Sat on the roof and kicked off the moss. Well, a few of the verses, well, they got me quite cross. But the sun's been quite kind while I wrote this song. It's for people like you that keep it turned on. So excuse me for getting, but these things I do, you see, I've forgotten if they're green or they're blue. Anyway, the thing is, what I really mean, yours are the sweetest eyes I've ever seen. And you can tell everybody this is your song. It may be quite simple, but now that it's done, I hope you don't mind. I hope you don't mind that I put down in the world how wonderful life is while you're